When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's just Josh and Tom.
Tom and Josh, Josh in the house.
Yeah.
We're here.
Our
holes are healing.
His hole is healing. My soul is sealing.
Oh, dude. Bro, we should do some poetry.
Bro.
You got any bongos in here, bro?
Got some bongos. We can smoke a little weed while we do it. Smoke that chiba. Yeah, a little pen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, dude. Oh man, there's nothing cool baseball wise. The Braves fleece the Mariners. The Mariners traded Jared Kelnick with Evan White, Marco Gonzalez because they're fucking cheap, and the Braves are like, we're gonna take him if we're gonna let you do a salary dump, and then I don't know. We're all just waiting on Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, if that guy could. You know, like I get that there's a time change, but this is ridiculous. These delays.
Come on, Shohei. Everyone's really confident he's going to sign with the Dodgers.
I think he's going to go to a random team.
Really? He's going to go to Kansas City.
He's going to go to the Guardians.
He's gonna be like, I really wanted to play in Kansas City.
Yeah,
that's what. Yeah.
I love Kauffman Stadium.
Home of Franco Wright and Amos Otis.
You're sounding almost like German.
I'm trying to
say a hello Fraline in that.
I feel like if we're talking about like, hey, I ran into this random Asian guy on the street and I impersonated him to the fullest extent, people would laugh. But if I did it to a beloved superstar like Shohei Ohtani, that would ruffle a few feathers.
Who's that guy in the Pirates that like beat the shit out of some chick?
That's a lot of them. They're pirates. In their name,
yeah, but it was like it was an Asian guy.
Oh, G1 Bay, I think his last name's Bay. Is it G1?
G1 Jason Bay.
G1 Bay. Yeah, let's look it up.
Yeah, you could do him.
Or like, yeah, dude. I'd be like, oh, listen. If we're using it to shit on a terrible person, I mean, I think it's fair game.
Yeah, you can use mild racism.
Mild racism to combat domestic violence. I mean,
these are the strategies.
These are conversations no one wants to have.
These are strategies the left won't embrace.
Won't embrace, and they work. They frankly do work. All right, this is why Joe Brandon isn't going to win re-election.
Yeah, I mean, you look like what MAD did back in the 80s. You know, Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Yeah,
you know, sure they were advocating for good policy, but meanwhile. They were very ableist in nature.
They were very ableist. Yeah. They were very, it was like, no hot seat for my child.
I mean, they had a sign that said, if you drive drunk, you drive R-worded. So.
Really?
No.
Oh, man. Hold on.
That seems kind of real.
Yeah, that seems kind of real. It's, if you drive drunk, you drive. Oh, well, I mean, it's no sign there, but there is a question on Quora. Which is a very, I guess, cool question.
Yeah.
I made a decision not to drive drunk last night.
That's good.
I did it. I'm a hero.
I thought you came home last night.
I did, yeah.
Oh, you just didn't drink much.
Holiday party. And every single year we do those, I steal a bunch of drink tickets. Mm. So, like, I usually get between 10 and 15. I use almost all of them, and I get really bad. But last night, I was like, I'm going to behave. And everyone's like, no, you're not. And you ever seen that Bugs Bunny meme of him holding, like, a musket? And he's like, I'm going to have to dust off the old me.
Yeah.
And, like, I had that moment. Like, I don't know how, but I think I had like some kind of blackout, and then like my Mr. Hyde came out and I was in possession of 10 drink tickets. And like I was shaking, I had the sweats, my demons were calling, and I only used 4 of them and I got rid of the rest.
The temptations.
My temptations. So I only had 4, two old fashions and two Stellas, which, you know, for a few hours up there, it was good to get
very
back.
Classy.
Yeah, being
you had a
respectful.
You were tagged in like some photos from it last night.
Yeah.
There was a cute chick you should set me up with in the
my boss.
No, I don't think it was your boss.
Who was it?
It wasn't the person who posted it.
Here, let me find it.
Yeah.
Let me go. It's my boss.
And her name, we're going to say, is Clarice, so we don't dox this woman.
It's Clarice. You mean, which one? That's a dude.
That chick.
Yeah, it's my boss.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's your boss?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
Damn, dude. Whoa,
bro, she's gonna die. She's gonna die in a car accident, self-driving.
Yeah, that's the one who drives the Tesla.
Yeah. Damn.
Man, that means it's gonna be a job opening one day.
She doesn't look like she could be your boss because she has a kid that's like our age.
Yeah. Well, I mean, more your age. I'm like 10 years older than her kid.
That's true.
Because I'm 33 and
yeah.
Precisely
that woman is a days. That woman is a grandmother. I thought she was like in like her early 30s.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, she's a grandma.
Yeah.
She's Susan Sarandon level, bro. Dude,
just saying.
Dude, I'll put in a good word. I'll be like, hey, I know you can't, you can barely stand me at this job. How would you like to be closer, but not like that? I mean, how would you like to be with my roommate?
Yeah,
who let's just say has a sensitive diet.
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
a very strong supporter of,
like,
Hello Tushy.
Who, like, who's closer to being on an all liquid diet? Her being a GILF versus me being my insides wanting to explode.
Well, honestly, what I think that means is that you now have a digestive tract that more closely matches someone of her age. So I think that really speaks to your maturity.
Oh, yeah. I like what you're saying.
We were talking about this. Like, you can fuck up. You can fuck up classes, man. Like, you totally can go. You think you're like, I don't know, 1 to 5, whatever number. Give yourself a 10. I don't care. Give yourself a
solid 4.
You say, okay, you can definitely get up to 8 or 9, man. Josh, you're funny.
Man.
Chicks like funny guys.
That's what they say, but funny how?
Funny how?
Funny how?
Not funny, ha ha, funny. Wait, hold on.
Like I'm a clown? Like I amuse you?
Wait, have you ever seen Sling Blade?
Yeah.
Not funny, funny, queer. Channeling Carl's homophobia.
Ain't got no gas in it.
Ain't no got gas in it. What about gay Sling Blade? Dong Blade? That's what it would be. What are you doing with that dildo, Carl? I aim to fuck you in the ass with it.
Twink Blade.
Twink Blade.
Yeah.
I aim to fuck you in the ass with it. Some folks call it a twink blade. Twink blade. I mean, it's just a play on words, but now, like, I want to kind of, like, what would a twink blade look like?
Yeah, let's workshop this. Also, it's still played by Billy Bob Thornton. He's going to be a flamboyant.
I had sex with Halle Berry in the movie. From the makers of Bad comes Bad Santa comes Twink Blade.
When I laugh, my like butthole quenches. So, you know, I want to laugh furiously, but I'm just like, ha ha.
You ought not talk like that. You just a twink. Dwight Yoakam's a homophobe. Oh, dude, that's rules. So, man, we gotta remake that movie.
Let's talk about other Billy Bob Thornton movies.
Monsters Ball,
Fargo.
Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, yeah. He's in the TV series Fargo. Is what it is. Yeah.
No, he's in the movie Fargo.
No, he wasn't in the movie Fargo. He did the t- he did the TV series.
I've never seen the TV series, but I have seen the movie Fargo multiple times.
He's not in Fargo. You think of Steve Buscemi, another horrifying character.
No, but I thought he was like the guy driving around in Fargo who was like a killer.
That's the TV show. That's like season one of the TV show.
Maybe I have seen the TV show. Son of a bitch.
I may have seen like season. That's like season one of it. Damn. The movie is just Steve Buscemi and Peter Stormare like kidnap a guy on behalf of William or his, William H.
I've
Macy's
seen the movie.
Wife.
Yeah. Buscemi's in a wood chipper. Yeah. William H. Macy's like, you're gonna want that clear coat. Oh geez.
Oh geez.
Oh geez. I just knocked my wife down the stairs.
Francis McDormand is like, oh, is it that your partner in the wood chipper? Marge Gunderson, what a MILF, dude. Holy shit, fucking stacked.
What was that show he was in on Prime? No, he was a lawyer. Was it Goliath? I think I watched all that.
We looked that shit up.
Actually, honestly, it wasn't bad. I'm like, King Billy Bob, beyond something.
I bet he's got a mule, dude. It's Oscar nominated dong, dude. Billy Bob's got to be. He's got to have like a grandfather clock.
What was that movie where he was a redneck and he was like, "I'm gonna make a rocket and we're gonna go to space."
Oh, what is it? It's like in the late '90s. Hold on, I'm looking at it here. Oh wait, maybe it's not that one. He was in Armageddon.
I forgot he was in Armageddon.
He was in Princess Mononoke. Let's go. Jeez. God, he's been in a lot of great films.
The guy, you know, the guy has levels to his game.
He's an onion, dude. He's definitely got an onion mentality to
his He's like Viola Davis. He's going to star in the sequel of Forrest Gump, actually.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hold on. Goddamn work is coming back in again.
For those wondering, at Tom's work, they are actually running the sweatshop that makes the iPhones that they sell. So
yeah,
this coworker's asking him how to get...
How to get these Vietnamese people to behave, all right? That's what it is. We just brought on, like, a truckload, I mean scores of Vietnamese people to put together these phones, and let me just say, they're not getting with the program.
Yeah. I mean, they understand it. I mean, you guys run a tight ship. It's bureaucratic. I mean, they
talk about, like, land ownership and worker rights and all that. Mm-mm, not here. You're American.
I mean,
now.
They don't comply with police actions. That's all I'm saying.
Nope.
The Vietnamese.
They don't get with the program.
Yeah.
What is Billy Bob Thornton? He had Bandits. That was a Cate Blanchett one.
What was that movie he was in with Sean William Scott? It was like a... Like, oh God, he was banging Susan Sarandon because Susan Sarandon was Sean William Scott's mom.
Fools for Scoundrels.
No,
is that what it is?
Let me look this up.
You want to go through his filmography and just gay up each like?
Yeah.
here's the easiest one: the gray man. It'd just be the gay man. Bad News Bears would be
Bad News, comma Bears.
Bad News, comma Bears. let's see,
Mr. Woodcock.
That's what it was. I don't even know if we have to change.
Yeah, I don't think we have to.
Yeah, A Simple Plan. A Simple Man with a Big Dick. We got. What's this one? We already did Twink Blade.
Banger.
Bandits, we'll call that one Mantits.
Monsters Balls.
Monsters Balls in My Throat. There we go.
Coombstone.
Coombstone, there you go. Yeah, dog.
Oh, shit.
The Astronaut Farmer, the Asshole, I got nothing on that one. Let's find one more banger.
Puss in Boots.
There you go. We'll just do it. I call it a twink blade. He's a good actor.
He is good.
Good writer, too. He wrote Sling Blade. Yep. Got nominated for an Oscar for it, yeah.
It was his childhood. It was biographical in nature, actually.
Yeah, I mean, we all grew up poor and really, are... Mm-hmm.
Really good at, working with your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Really good at being dumb. Yeah. That's how we grew up.
You think... No, I probably shouldn't. Probably shouldn't bring that one up.
No, cook it. Cook it. Cook it.
No, I mean, I was watching Tropic Thunder
not
too long ago, and, it's the RDJ thing where, you never go full R word, right?
Yeah.
And he lists off a bunch of actors, and I started thinking...
Sean Penn,
I started thinking about, who gave, the best performance of the movies where
What is Sean Penn's I Am Sam?
I Am Sam.
Sean Penn,
he played up a little bit too much. It was
so uncomfortable.
It was making me wince throughout that movie.
Yeah, that one was so
uncomfortable. Now, I think John Malkovich in Of Mice and Men is definitely a contender.
Yeah, John Malkovich was huge in that.
Yeah.
Dude, he was a monster.
Yeah. He had the hands the size of Nick. It was crazy.
He had numerous knuckles. Yeah. Monkey paws he's got there.
That's how he kept breaking, animals' necks and killed what's her face.
Yeah. Stupid whore.
Yeah.
We love women.
I was checking our baseball rankings today because now I'm signed into our email.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who the fuck signed up for 1,000 different mailing lists, but we had 1,000 emails to clear out of just nonsense.
Jesus.
So I did that. But we now get our rankings sent to us and we took a little dip,
Well, I mean, I found that, we always go up when we release 2 or 3 episodes a week. And, whenever we, be like, oh, there's nothing going on, we'll just do one episode.
Let's do this every day. Tom, let's quit our jobs and bet on us.
We'll call it the Levitard Show.
Yeah.
I'm Dan Levitard, and this is Stu Gott. They don't talk like this, but today they do. Hi there, I'm Paul Giamatti. Welcome to Sports Talk with me, Paul Giamatti.
As long as you get special guests, and that's right, Mark DeRosa.
Special guests.
Listen here, Greg.
And Frank's ghost is coming on. Mark DeRosa be good.
Yeah.
I'm fucking drowning, Greg.
I'm fucking drowning, Greg. I'm on this show. I'm with fucking Anne Frank's ghost. They keep bringing me boiled lettuce and strawberries to accommodate her weird diet. I don't like it.
She keeps talking to some invisible pet. Speaking of Anne Frank, we watched the Mole Dog special. So
I still need to finish it, but yeah, I got about 25 minutes in.
Yeah,
I watched it while I took a bath last night.
Oh, a little sits bath
in my hole
for your little hole. Yeah. Oh, it's fine. Like, his cadence and delivery is bad, but his jokes are fine.
Yeah,
his jokes.
I mean,
he's always been, great on podcasts, and
he's a riffer at heart, man. Like,
he's 100% a riffer,
and he's not going to be a hack and just does a complete crowd work special.
Oh, shots showed it.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I do feel kind of bad saying that because Jessica Kearson just did a complete crowd work special, and I haven't watched it, but her crowd work is literally amazing.
There's an art to it. It's just
it just doesn't work for a special very well because it's like, oh, so you didn't write material. I mean, yes, you're witty and you're clever,
Big J. Okerson had a show about that on, I think it was Queebly or whatever the fuck, but his show was called What's Your Fucking Deal? I mean, he did a ton of crowd work.
So. Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Works great in a club. Probably wouldn't want to pay, theater or arena prices for... obviously, it hardly works in an arena.
Yeah.
Like,
I've learned, the most bitter people out there are, Cumtown, the Adam Friedland Show fans. Not us.
Yeah, we're cool.
I mean this. We're pretty normal about this. But, as soon as Mullen's special come out, they're like, this is way better than fucking fat ass Stavs. I'm like, what? Why do you guys want them to hate each other so much?
Yeah, Stav even reposted on Instagram on a story.
Oh, yeah, they were pissed he didn't do it on Twitter. I was like, they hate that guy. They hate Stav so much.
Yeah.
Prince of Pleasure, man.
Is that what's going to happen to our fans since I am Stav on this show?
I guess
eventually, like, I'm gonna be, you know, I'll go out on my own, like the wolf that I am.
You'll have a call-in podcast of talking about eating pussy, and you're just eating pussy everywhere you go.
Yeah,
yeah. And then I will be Nick Mullen, and you know, I'll fat shame you, but at the same time, I'm the most suicidal. So like, you'll die happy with a hoagie in your mouth, and I'll die sad with a gun in mine. Is that what it is?
And then,
see, that's the perfect split. And then there's Nick.
Who's just Adam.
Yeah, who's just Adam, I guess. So,
which, you know.
He's meaner than Adam. He's,
way meaner.
Yeah. He doesn't riff Muldog does. He contains, like, the meanness of Muldog. And, of course, we've used Nick before as a punching bag to be like, you know, he's our bug. But, like, Nick's not neither Adam
nor Nick. Yeah, we don't really
punch him
much anymore.
No, I mean, we don't.
Well, we make fun of his monkey paws. And,
oh, my God, his big monkey paws. You know. He's posting, someone, I guess, stole his drip. And what did he post there earlier in the group chat? Someone wearing a black leather jacket that a certain historical reference.
Oh, I did see that, yeah.
Let's see, someone stole his drip, I guess. So.
Yeah.
And Ryan, I guess, is Ian Fidance.
Okay.
Who knows?
So he's gay and he smokes a lot?
Yeah, and he's fucking stupid.
I'm Ian Fidance.
They got famous. Surely we can get famous.
Yeah.
Can't be that hard for us.
Better ourselves.
Yeah.
Whenever we're in New York for 2 days. Which are you down? Are you down for that, for the Cooperstown trip?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, fuck Toronto.
Like, yeah, fuck Toronto.
Also, we can go to a Mets game and just be the worst.
Die. Yeah. Whoa! What happened to the tower? Those fucking towers over there. People along, so you son of a bitch.
No.
Start reading Bin Laden's letter to America during the seventh inning stretch.
I already have that day in New York planned out. We're gonna go get some slices.
Some Katz's, yeah.
We'll go to Katz's probably for lunch. Be prepared to spend like $40 a pop. And then after that, we'll go to the game around 4. We finish the game. We'll hop the subway. We'll go to Greenwich Village, see Washington Square Park.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's where all the gays are, right?
Hopefully pop. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we're going to find some.
I mean, let's just say people let it fly.
We're going to sniff them out.
Also, there was a bunch of homeless people singing Red Hot Chili Peppers when I was there. And I was kind of like, this is where I'm supposed to be. Yeah, this is me. This is who I am.
Yes, they're just fucking homeless. But I'm the British down. I wish I had a home. I wish I had penicillin. They gentrified my love.
Yeah, they gentrified my home.
There you go.
Yeah. But yeah, so.
Hell yeah!
We'll get ourselves. We'll go to the cellar. You know.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
And they'll be like, "Whoa, what's your thing?" And I'll talk. And they'll be,
yeah. What if
Whoa.
You got passed at the cellar? You and Ryan get passed.
Yeah, they are like, "Whoa, you guys must be cool." And they bring us up, and we do like 15 minutes to kill, and that finally launches a comedy career, bro.
Yeah,
that's my. I'm gonna heckle.
That's a dream, baby.
That's the thing. I'm gonna heckle. Just Ryan being there, like, wow.
I think you should go up there and just rhyme. You should do your entire set as rhymes and riddles.
And yeah, riddle me this.
You wear this shirt.
Yeah, wear this fucking mime shirt. Yes.
I'm a performer.
I am what you say. Oh, dude, I didn't tell you this. I need to show this after. Tyler's running the open mic last night up in Blue Strawberry.
Did he get called any names?
Oh, no, dude. That guy did come by and apologize, though.
Oh.
There was a guy.
Sorry, I called you a bloop.
But there was a guy who came up in a scarf and cowboy hat, and he brought up a sign, like a big 7-foot fold-out like sign of his face on it.
Nice.
With like the ministry. He was working for a ministry, and he's like, "My name's Bart the Artist, so naturally I call myself the Bartist." And I was like, "I'm gonna call you Rebarted if you keep this up." And he sung. The music was really low, and so you can barely hear the music, so he's just like going a cappella, and he fucking sucked. He's terrible.
Well, you know.
This is a gay, little gay Christian cowboy.
Jesus may take the wheel, but he doesn't always hold the strings. That's
no, he doesn't. You know? No, Jesus, hold my hair back.
Dude. It's like one thing I'm really looking forward to is going up there and just being shithead, or just living up there and being shitheads on a regular basis.
Just seeing the weirdest shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I really want it.
Yeah.
I've even changed, like, my dating profiles to be, like, fucking St. Louis, baby.
Most normal guy in St. Louis.
Most like, normal.
Hey, sorry, Jackson.
Yeah.
So those bitches be trifling. They ratchet hoes.
Yeah.
They crazy.
The last chick I remotely talked to, who lived in St. Louis, she got mad at me because I said White Castle was shit.
Yeah, it's. I figured the only thing I thought would offend them would be like, oh, Jack in the Box tacos good. They're not as good as Taco Bell ones. They'd be like, you take that shit back. They'd be like, Cecil Whitaker's pizza's overrated. Be like, you go fuck yourself. But man. White Castle?
Before you draw the line?
Yeah, you know, should have a line drawn and then pushed over it and then fall 100 feet into a chasm.
A chasm?
A chasm.
A jazz chasm hole.
Yeah. Oh, baseball.
Yeah. A jizz chasm hole.
I just did a playthrough as the Pirates on Out of the Park Baseball because Ryan finally got it. He was like, hey, whoa, I'm nuking the White Sox. But he got it on mobile because he's a fucking diet right drinking cuck. I was like, dude, go get the Coca-Cola version for Christ's sakes. Go get it on your laptop.
I'm playing it on my PSP.
Your PSP? Yeah. Oh, that's really nice. Yeah. I have one of those PS1s. The PS1s, I have like the, you know, the screen.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Only sell them in Connecticut.
Oh, we should. Are you game to go bombard Ben Hockman?
Yeah.
All right.
Really come on the pod.
Worst fans, this is my being an exclusive. We are hopefully going to be able to harass Ben Hockman in person, in the fleshy flesh. The dude, we're going to buy one of his books. We're going to meet him in St. Louis.
We're going to give him a shirt.
We're going to give him a shirt. Either I think we should give him the biggest one we have or the smallest one we have.
Yeah, no one knows how big Ben Hockman is. He's like 7 foot tall. Yeah. He's like, how's it going?
He's a shapeshifter. He has a very funky metabolism. Some days it's on, some days it's not.
Yeah. He's like, I've been lying about my voice on those 10 Hockman videos. I actually talk like this.
Exactly.
He talks like the giant guy from Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
He played like Jaws in the Bonds movies. Like, rawr, rawr. Yeah.
Well, you're talking about the guy with the thing out of his
head? Yeah. The fucked up teeth. That's how he talks.
Yeah. Okay.
We're gonna shoot our shot.
Yeah. I figure if we could get one actual journo on, even for like a 15-minute little like, hey, how you doing? You know, little Zoom sesh.
That'd be great. He's super pro trans rights.
He is.
Yeah.
And I kind of forgot that. And then a friend of the pod, Bravo, went like, hey, Ben, what are your thoughts on trans rights and
socialism?
Socialism or Palestine. It was one of the two.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, God, he's going to ruin it.
I was like, Ben's pro trans. I don't think he's probably super into socialism.
I mean, if he follows our politics, he might be. He might be like, we need to seize means production at any
cost. That would be hilarious. He's like, I actually listened to your guys' pod, and I agree with everything you said. We're like, really? He's like, yeah, first off, I think Japanese are the best Chinese. I'm like, okay, that was a joke, man.
I mean, they're definitely the pure one. They are definitely the best Asian. They are the best Asian.
Also, I think we should nationalize baseball is what we should do. And Joe Biden should declare himself commissar as the premier. He should declare himself
premier. Should make Paul Giamatti commissioner to take his dad's old job back.
When do you watch Death of Stalin?
You know, I've never seen Death of Stalin, actually.
Yeah. Was it Jeffrey Tambor or whatever before it came out? He was a sexual monster. Steve Buscemi, who's always been based.
Yeah, Who's a firefighter?
Is it Shemmy or Shimi? What is how you say it?
I say Steve Buscemi.
Buscemi, yeah. Steve Buscemi.
My ex used to she
could Buscemi.
She couldn't ever she kept getting Steve Buscemi and oh what's that fucking guy?
Oh,
name?
How do you confuse him with anyone?
No, she would get him confused with no. Okay, in the movie Rookie of the Year, Gary Busey. She would get
Hi there, I'm Steve Buscemi. Look at my teeth.
Yeah, she would just get Happy Halloween.
That's buttered sausage right there.
Yeah, okay. No. That's okay. Why you're not with her anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all because of Steve Buscemi did.
It wasn't like the, moving away or
fucking bitch.
Okay. Well, we can be nicer than that. Like the moving goose. Away or the moving away or the pretense you were coming back when you really weren't.
Yeah.
Or, the complete disregard for, ever wanting to ever have, kids or anything in the future.
Never respected the boy's dick. Never once.
I'll let you say that one.
And you never once paid for drugs.
Never once. She did pay for drugs sometimes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's how I racked up a bunch of credit at Greenlight, because she was she'd be anxious, so she didn't want to go in herself and buy stuff, even though she also had a medical card. So I would just go buy all our shit, and I would buy it for a coworker too. So I'd be dropping $600 at Greenlight and just racking up the fucking discounts. I can go in every time. It's $25 I get off.
Let's go.
It's incredible. They respect me. They treat me well. They kiss the ring.
They gave you Oxy for your hole, right?
No.
Have you been doing that with the weed? With the weeds?
Johnny Sins has been giving me Oxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome doctor.
He is an awesome doctor. I'll get to see him in a couple weeks.
Hell yeah.
And be like, how's your hole? And I'll be like,
it's there. Can I get a bagel?
Nice. I still have to spray myself down because I'm too afraid to wipe, but
God.
Yeah.
Hey man, it's getting better. You're not you're way less suicidal. That's good.
Yeah.
That was rough. I mean,
it was rough as too, because I got ghosted by someone right as the pain was starting to come back.
Bitches.
Bro. Hey, what are you gonna do? These broads out here just can't handle the charisma. And
I got ghosted a few weeks ago when I drove up to St. Louis to see a chick.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can't come out. I'm like, I'm already fucking up here. Like, why did we wait till now to tell me?
Yeah. Well, we might run into her whenever we go to the Blues game.
Tyler had told me he'd given her shit over that. He's like, oh, yeah, you should hit her up again. I'm like, I don't want to.
Yeah, it's a matter of principle.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
No, but we should try to seek her out when we're at the Blues game. And then,
because she'll be there.
Well, she may be around. St. Louis is a small city. And then I'll be your new
sometimes
voice.
You
I'll
wanna
be the voice way to make her jealous.
Yeah,
it'll be like your Pretty Woman moment.
You'll be like, I fucking love this guy.
Mistake. Huge. I'm just getting tongued real quick.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Ow, what the fuck? My beard hairs are all tangled.
I can't wait for our cars to get fucked with in St. Louis. That's going to be the best.
I'm
going to
be so devastated. I love my car.
They took everything.
I almost got into an accident in the exact same spot in the exact same way today. Somewhat like their brakes locked.
You would have had a mission objective to go kill God at some point.
Either this proves I'm invincible or God's doing that thing with the devil that he did with Job, where he's like, we're just gonna throw a whole bunch of shit at this guy, and if he doesn't kill himself,
bet I could get Job to denounce you. All right, what do you have in mind? I'm gonna make his asshole turn inside out and try and kill him. Have at it. I'm gonna make him wreck his car. Okay, I'm gonna make him do it again.
I'm gonna make them extract a BB-sized kidney stone through his dick. Oh, God. Okay, that's a little graphic. It's like, well,
God, you give me your toughest battles, challenges.
Yeah, heavy is the head that wears the crown, man.
Damn, dude. Yeah, I'm a bit better than me, man. I wouldn't have handled the whole stuff very well. I like shitting.
I love shitting.
Dude, so fun.
I like shitting today, even. I've been holding it in all day, and I went when I got home, and it was like...
Josh made ziti last night, so I had two fat helpings of ziti, and I cannot wait for this to come out as a big fucking chocolate football later in the morning. A
football.
I mean, it's not. It's coming out one piece. It is. Da, da, it's coming out conical.
Da, 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 da.
Yeah. Toilet humor.
Oh man.
Speaking of toilet humor, I'm happy Joe Mixon showed up. I am getting still killed by 40 points this week, and he's got 20. He's got me 20 points. Come on, Joey Mix. Come on, comeback time. I just need him to score 40 more points.
It's possible.
None of my receivers showed up.
None of them just showed up to the game.
Literally, Terry Mack had 0 points. Drake London, 1.3. Adam Thielen, 4.
Yeah, Adam Thielen did nothing for me, too.
No, it's kind of a bummer. It seems like the league has caught up to him. So that was a fun steal when I pulled it off, but... I think it's kind of lost its luster.
Yeah.
Luckily, I played Taysom Hill, and then no one on my bench scored, so I played the right people.
Well, I didn't start DK Metcalf, and he went off for, like, 30.
My opponent had DK Metcalf. I don't even want to... I knew as soon as that Thursday night game was over, I'm like, yep, it's this week's done.
I hate the league I'm in. Never join a public league.
Yeah.
One, you don't get to talk shit to people or really make trades, and two... I have the best team on paper.
Mm-hmm.
The best fucking team. I have scored the most points, but I have had the most points scored against me.
Yeah, that happened.
I am just I'm going to be 6-6 this week because I joined week one. So It was, you know, they already had a week under their belt.
I'm going to finish my first year 4-9, and then we're off to the toilet bowl where hopefully I win the first round. So that way I don't have to get the shit trophy. Have I told you what I'm going to do? Because we're supposed to, every year, if you win the championship, you put your name on a belt. And if you win the shit trophy, you have to make a modification to it. And I mentioned how I reached out to one of the Lebanese, to Erin, about her actually making a bronze bust of it. But if she's unable to, which is totally fine, I'm going to end the league. I already know what I can do to that trophy to make it the last trophy we ever have, and we start anew.
You should like put it in some batter and deep fry it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Preserve it.
That's
for
not
a
what
year.
I'm gonna do. You know what I'm gonna put on it? I'm gonna put a swastika on it. No more league after that. Like, you can't do that. Like, I lost fair and square, baby. Like, you know,
this is my right. This is my duty.
Guys, you have been saying all year we need to make it to where no one wants to win this trophy, and I'm not gonna lie. I got a great idea.
Well, and then there's this guy in your league. It's like his name's Hans. He's like, well,
is that the first place trophy? With all the troll hair and dildos and the big giant. He's really sexually aroused.
I recognize this sign from my country.
He's fucking horned up by the swastika. Oh, he's like, that's beautiful swastika. Yeah.
I'm how you say, big Buddhist.
I'm really into Buddhism. As well as purification.
Oh, God, dude, that reminds me of an argument I got into a kid in class in college.
Yeah.
In an English class. Our teacher, he basically, like, played us he was left-leaning, for reference, but he played us a song about this guy. It was a country song. This guy basically whining and bitching about how somebody got mad at him because he wore a Confederate flag t-shirt in a Starbucks in Manhattan because they said they didn't like it. And then so we just started talking about that in class and how, like, you know, of course there's the one guy, it's like, well, freedom of speech. It's like, yeah, you have that, but it doesn't mean you don't get criticized like dipshit.
Yeah.
And then the guy... So then I start going back and forth with this guy, and I was like, dude, can we just acknowledge that, like, people might find that, like, disrespectful? Like, I mean, I'm fine with being disrespectful to strangers, but it needs to be funny. Nothing about a Confederate flag shirt is funny.
Yeah, it's kind of like a threat, isn't it?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm going back and forth with him, and then he brings up, like, the, oh, well, what about a swastika? And I was like, that would be same worse. Thing.
Yeah,
and,
thank you for.
And he's like, well, what if? And he thought he was like getting me here, be like, oh, well, what if it's not a Nazi? It's actually a Buddhist, because that's a Buddhist sign for whatever it means. And I was like, okay, do people mostly consider
a... Show me a Buddhist wearing that.
Yeah, do people mostly affiliate the Confederate flag with like Southern pride and just like being a good old boy? Like, I guess some of people do, but to me, most people with any history background or any normal ideology see it as, oh, that's a hate message. Like, it's, I don't care if that's how you're perceiving it, as like a, this is a, you know, this is just me representing my Southern heritage. Like, no, I mean, if you know people are going to be upset by it, you need to handle the repercussions.
Yeah, I mean, if you're talking about like a regular good old Mayo brain who's never like read anything or been taught anything, they might be, oh, okay, what does that mean? It's like, it's a symbol of our Southern pride, Billy. And he grows up thinking that, which is wrong, but like, you know, I get that.
Yeah.
And he's just ignorant. Right. I guess the same thing could happen if some, oh, Dieter, what is this broken cross? It is a sign of our ancestral past of when we were a pure, strong Germany. Maybe. Yes, that's what it was.
Pure?
Also, we're Buddhist. And it's like, oh, that's so cool. And then he wears it, and everyone's like, what the fuck, dude? What is this, what it means? What someone told me. Yeah. Like, have you not read a book? You're from Germany. That's beat into your skull.
It's the equivalent of me being so dumb and naive that I was trying to tell the Afro Man fish market joke to my seventh grade teacher.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was just saying that girls smelled bad and not like specifically referencing like a pussy. Because I was in sixth or seventh grade. Girls smell. Yeah, I thought that was a joke. I was like, man, these bitches smell. It's like, well.
Does a kickflip.
Be more specific about. You know, the bitches and on the bitches spot.
On
know?
The bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Josh Thompson with his lecture he's taken across America. Dude, on bitches.
That was a fun moment too. That teacher kept trying to stop me because she knew the joke. And I was like, no, you don't know. And she's like, okay. Like, and then she like, it was like three times in the middle of the joke, she tried to stop me from finishing it. And I was like, no, you haven't gotten to the best part yet. Like, I was so adamant that this was a banger. Like,
when I was in sixth grade, cause I was a class clown, they're like, you won't be stand up. And I'm like, sure. They're like, would you like to do stand up for talent show in sixth grade? I'm like, yeah. And I went up because I was obsessed with Jeff Foxworthy's You Might Be a Regnet.
Okay, yeah.
And my set got cut after, like, two Jeff Foxworthy jokes. And I remember the one.
Were those not PC enough, Jeff Foxworthy?
Dude, I was listening to Foxworthy when he was cool.
Yeah.
And he cursed a little bit.
Yeah. I don't work blue, but let's just say I work like a... Like an aquamarine.
Aquamarine, yeah. A turquoise.
Turquoise.
I work teal. Teal.
I work teal.
Teal.
I work Peter Teal. That's right.
I work Peter Teal.
Yeah.
Peter Teal, if you're listening, we have no morals or principles. We'll happily become a corporate libertarian podcast if you would like to give us money.
Yeah.
We're here. We just, you know. We're just, don't you think, Peter Till, don't you think a facet of American life that you haven't affected at all yet and is currently a missed opportunity for you is baseball, especially Cardinals baseball?
Yeah. He could replace Chip in the booth.
He could.
Yeah.
Peter Till buying the St. Louis Cardinals would be hilarious. Be like, oh, we're handing out copies of the Bell Curve. Yeah, first 5,000 fans get a copy of Douglas Murray's The Bell Curve.
I'm just imagining him spending like $700 million on payroll, but refusing to pay the luxury tax because taxation's theft.
Taxation, like, is theft, yeah. And like all fucking player salaries are like converted to some crashing cryptocurrency.
Ethereum.
Yeah, go to Ethereum. Team that instead of the Clydesdales or Teslas that catch on fire in center field. What a fucking dipshit. God, I hope that guy dies.
I hope he fucking dies.
I hope he fucking dies. He's next after Henry Kissinger. I think the consensus is
Clarence Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or his wife.
Or his bitch wife. Who's the guy who like is his financier or whatever? Fucking Cornel West took like money from this guy, which has made me deeply sad, because if there's one thing I hate about like third parties running in elections is how like often the people that run as a part of them are fucking quacks and grifters, and it's like this has just made my opinion of Cornel worse.
Yeah, I mean, really the thing with him is like, okay, he used to be like the most based guy they'd have on Bill Maher. They'd be like, okay, this guy's, I mean, he's a little preachy. He's calling everyone by, you know, Brother Bill.
Brother Bill.
I think people understood. I think people did the voice.
No. We need to lean into it more. Hold on. Let me get my hair ready.
Let the boy.
Yeah. Let the boy cook, Hank. Come on, Hank. Let the boy cook.
Come on, Bill.
He's walking a tightrope, but I think he can do it and not come off, you know, bad. I don't think he's going to get canceled. Brother Bill.
Dude, it's incredible. I have made such a bad impression on my boss.
Really?
I have gotten dark.
It's turned?
No, not, I shouldn't say impression. I've made a very large imprint on her. She is now becoming kind of a goblin. And like how she talks about people. And then she'll just come up to my desk just to like talk shit about someone in like the exact same way I would do it. And I'm like, wow, we have something here, you know.
She referred to that big titted moose that you guys work with.
Come on, man. If anyone's wondering, the big titted moose is me.
SpongeBob.
Yeah. Why? You mess with the moose, you get the horns, baby.
You mess with the moose, you get the velvet.
Yeah.
You get the itchy velvet. That's what he's got. He's got that itchy velvet.
You get the parasites in my gut. That's what you get.
Get my gut bust.
See, like, this is the difference between me and you. It's like, I bring up one of your coworkers, like, oh, yeah, she's cute. Then you mention one of my mind, like, oh, this fucking big-titted fucking, like, this big-titted behemoth mongoloid. Oh,
fucking
like,
big-titted animal. Like,
oh, God.
Goddamn fucking Jesus.
It's wild.
I know.
We should talk a little baseball. There's not much to say.
Yeah, I mean, the easy one. Tyler O'Neill got name dropped for trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That
doesn't surprise me. I don't think it should surprise anyone.
It surprises me they're public about it, but then again,
I feel like O'Neill has probably like been pretty adamant about getting moved, because I think that's why they brought it up publicly.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder if he's wanting to be moved just because it's like, I don't have a place in this lineup, or if it's like, I want the fuck out of St. Louis.
Well, I mean, if you heard Mo say it, it's Walker, Newt, Tommy, and Dylan Carlson's the fourth
outfielder. I'm just looking at this from O'Neill's perspective. Like, is he wanting to get out, like, if they have a little...
I think he doesn't get along with the either the front office or coaching staff or both. And in addition to that, he doesn't... he's not going to get every day at bats. He's not going to be a starter. He can start somewhere. For at least maybe half, bottom 10 teams.
Well, the thing is, he's too good of a fielder to just be a DH, but I feel like that's what he would excel at, is just being a DH.
Yeah, anything to, like, prolong his health.
Yeah.
But, like, if he can get on somewhere, I mean, he can get on anywhere, really, and just part-time outfield. Part-time DH, that probably wouldn't be a bad investment for
trade him to the Yanks. I could see him wearing pinstripes.
Oh God, he's too cool to do that to him. What? Watch him go to the Mets. Anytime we like a player or hate a player, we can easily just make it worse in some degree. Yeah. Just by like, watch him go to the Mets.
Watch Paul DeJong get traded midseason by the White Sox
to the Mets.
To the Mets.
Watch Shohei Ohtani sign with the Dodgers, but then get traded to the Mets.
We don't hate Shohei. Although I am just kind of like, I want the winter meetings to wrap up, and I want him to sign so we have some clarity in the starting pitching market, because, dude, I can't look at any more Dylan Cease.
Like, oh, treat. Yeah.
Like, holy shit. I haven't even seen that we've been remotely among the teams, like, contending for him. But Eric... Colonel's Twitter's going fucking insane about it.
Well, I mean, I think we're about to pick up Eric Fetty. Is who we're about to pick up, man. He is reportedly close to signing a 2-year agreement to come back to MLB.
Yeah, but, like, I don't get why anyone would be gung-ho to sign that guy. Like, yeah, he had
for success. $5 million, sure.
I mean, he had success last year, but when he was in the bigs, he had a pretty good sample size and time in the big leagues. It wasn't like Michaelis where he kind of bounced around and never got, like, a ton of playing.
No, no, Fetty wasn't good in the MLB. He was amazing in Korea.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Oh, it's okay. Like, Michaelis was great overseas, you know, after he left, and then when he came back, he was kind of
he had a really good first season.
Yeah. He reinvented himself. But he also, when he left, he didn't have a ton of, you know, it wasn't like he was a regular starter for a team for season after season after season. It was ass.
No, yeah, he bounced between Texas and San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my point being is we kind of know what we're getting with Fetty in the bigs.
A Fetty. That guy does not pass neck tests. Have you ever seen him?
Mm-mm.
He looks like one of those bumps a cartoon character gets when they get hit on the head, like hit from the shoulder up. I do not like his build. He upsets me. He is a mutant. He should stay in Korea.
He's a cretin.
He is a cretin. I can't wait for that lady to find me again. A fucking weirdo. Look at this fucking salamander, dude. Jesus Christ. We're gonna have him for 2 years. Look at the neck ratio, dude.
That's a pretty large neck.
He looks like a popping pimple.
Hey, what is it that Lucci called me the other night?
Oh, a subterranean.
Subterranean mole man.
Jesus. I missed that. So what did he do in Monopoly to blow his feet off?
Well, he was trying hard to get all the yellows for Monopoly, and I owned one.
He wanted the yellows. Okay.
And I had one
Marvin Gardens.
And I had one green. So I traded with Emma to get the second green property. And that's the one I made my deal with, where we had, you know, immunity on those properties we had traded. And then with him, I traded him one of my yellow for a green, and I got a Monopoly. So not shortly thereafter, he landed on my shit with houses, and I had no such immunity agreement with him, and therefore I bankrupted his ass. Then got all the yellows, which ended up saving me in the game, because when it came down to just me and Emma left, I mortgaged all my green properties, sold all my houses, and sold my three hotels, and then put all that shit on the yellows.
Yeah, she had more equity or capital.
She had way more.
Yeah, but, you know, she needed the guidance of a man. She didn't have that.
You know, it was a ballsy move.
By Mad Men rules, then.
Yeah. I smacked her around while I drank shots. Yeah.
What I kept saying, it bugged her. She has normal hands. I was bringing up that her hands were huge. She has very normal hands.
I thought you were bringing up Nick's large hands.
No, I was doing that to Emma. Oh. Like, Jesus Christ, look at those ham hocks. She was like, my hands are fine.
She is way too sweet for Nick.
She is.
She is like the nicest. And then
he does not show how evil he is.
No, right. not at all. Not at all.
I'd be like, we need to pull her aside. You're like, you need to see this group.
Like, here's the thing. Nick is one of the sweetest human beings in person. He's all over you. He gives you a hug. Like, he listens to you if you're like venting about something, like has input. Like, he's very good friend in person.
Mm-hmm.
And he can also just be the meanest little boy.
Yeah.
I think she's just had like the him being nice and, you know, all that. Yeah. She hasn't seen him on Twitter.
Yeah, no, she hasn't seen the bleeps.
Yes.
She hasn't felt that.
Man.
It was fun. I mean, it's endearing to wake up and see you're tagged at a post that he made at 7 in the morning in the group chat of you as someone with, I don't want to give away the game here, but let's say, clown syndrome. It's very endearing, you know? It really makes you feel good.
Yeah. And the thing is, people both laugh at us at circuses. It's wild.
It's great, yeah.
Well, now he's not just putting that in the group chat. He's now posting it on Twitter. Every time.
Oh, yeah. His thing is tagging me in that white guy that does like shaggy like Rasta rap.
Yeah, I don't get that one.
I
that's when I don't
get it. Not the pussy, a pussy get red. I beat up the pussy till the pussy get dead. Like, I can't do what that guy's doing.
Yeah. Like, I'm just going to start sending him pictures of Minkus from Boy Meets World and saying that's him.
Yeah, pick the characters from Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Jesus.
I love that guy.
Those books were actually like, they were kind of towards like the tail end of like me being in like AR and stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
And not augmented reality, accelerated reader program. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like, I was like, they were like my grade level, but most of the time you were like a dumb kid if you're reading at your grade level, not reading like a couple like grades up, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. 5.0 and
yeah. So like I remember reading those books and just being like, this is very silly, but these are fun. This is a fun read.
What did yours cap out at? Ours, I think, went up to 13.
Yeah, I think something like that. Maybe 12
to 13. That's where it had like Les Mis and fucking War and Peace up there.
Little Women.
That's when we also got all the fucking it's when we started getting Stephen King. We had to get parental signatures. They started letting us read like books with swearing and sex and violence. Ooh. In it, which is cool. So I always read a couple above mine, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you were dumb if you read like, I'm in fifth grade, so I read at a 5.0 grade level. No, yeah. You're trash.
No, you have to move up. And also the points were, like, if you're reading like a 2.0 or 3.0 book.
Yeah, you gotta get them points, baby.
Yeah.
Did you have an AR store growing up?
We did. What did I do? Because my points... Some people had like 40 or 50 points as their goal. I always kept mine above the dumb kids, but like not too high. So mine was like 20 to 30 is what it was. And like they had like a decent nonfiction section, but they were at like 3 to 4.0, but they were like 40 pages and 2 points. And they were so easy to knock out. I cleared out the whole section. And like my teacher was like, you need to be reading like, I'm like, cause they had me take a test, you know, cause that's where they were like, you know, this is like a fifth or sixth grade. Like, you should be reading a 7 or 8.0. And I would look at him. I'm like, I don't fucking care about that. I'm like, I care about the points.
Yeah.
I'm like, points is what matters. Like, I'm looking at him. I'm like, yeah, I'm aware I should be reading Carrie. But like, this brief history about World War One is a little intriguing, but also like, it's 2 points. And I finish it in a class hour. 2 points right there. Whereas if I'm reading a fucking Matt Christopher book, or
that's right, baby.
Oh, you know what they had? Oh, God. This one always showed up. They had fucking his last name is Carville's Shogun. It's this huge fucking, like, 1,300-page book. You know what level they put that in? They put it in 7th grade reading level. This was about, like, the Meiji, like, restoration period in, like, fucking Japan. I'm like, fucking 7th grade? It's a 1,300-page book. What the fuck are we doing here?
Okay. Well, I bet the fonts is like really big. It's like 36-point font.
Yeah, one letter on each page. And it's all one big slur. Jack! Up.
Yeah.
There you go.
Trying to think about what books we read in class that were heavy growing up. I remember Farewell to Manzanar was pretty heavy, learning about the Japanese internment camps.
Yeah.
We read The Diary of Anne Frank. Second time we're referencing her tonight. Yeah. In high school, in a like contemporary novels class, we read With a Kite Runner. I just showed up to my teacher's class because I read ahead, and I was like, there's fucking rape in this?
Yeah, they what raped this boy.
What the fuck?
You gotta sound like my Mark
what
Wahlberg.
What the fuck, Anita?
You gotta do your Mark Wahlberg.
They fucking raped this kid?
They fucking raped this guy?
Yeah. Oh, I gotta tell Donnie in the game.
Oh, dude, yeah. I was like, what the fuck? What did you do?
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. People do this outside of school?
Whoa. Man, that book is fucking brutal. But also, in a lot of ways, kind of shaped my political opinions in some way. And yeah. I mean this, like, positively, because, like, I had no idea that, like, oh, Afghanistan was, like, a flourishing country, and then, you know, the Russians invaded, or Soviets, I guess, technically. Well,
I'm trying to remember. No, I know, like, so, I need to read up on this. So, Afghanistan had a socialist revolution, and their interim government that took over was, I think, a communist government, and we didn't like that. So, we backed...
Taliban
counter-revolutionaries, and so then they requested the Soviets come in and help them. I'm gonna carry water for the USSR on it, but I mean, you know, people will defend that and be like, well, I mean, you know, South Vietnam asked us to come help them deal with North Vietnam too, so I mean, it's not uncommon for that. Imperialism still imperialism though.
Yeah, so well, then, you know, so
we would, I would say we did a lot more damage.
Sure.
Yeah.
But, like, all I'm saying is, like, oh, this country isn't just full of, like, you know, again, this is,
what would Tucker Carlson refer to
as? This is early high school, Josh, you know, like, yeah. So it's like, oh, they're not just, you know, war hungry people, which you should know by that age. But, like, oh, okay, yeah, there's that. They were invaded by the Russians, and then after the Russians pulled out, the Taliban took over. Like, oh, so, like, they've just been completely, like, war-torn and wrecked, and that's why it's in such a sorry state as it was then.
I could probably cover that in 82, because, I mean, that's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if KPM has any, like, snake dancing music we could play during that.
You can find it. Snake. Hold on. Snake dancing.
Yeah. Sorry. Snake charming. Is that a chunky?
It's so stupid. It's saying. Yeah. It's like if we were talking about, like, I don't know, China or something like that. Like, you think KBM has an album where it's just pots and pans being banged together? No, they don't.
That hole hurt so bad.
That's your punishment. Snake charming music. Jesus Christ. All right, we got to call it. Okay. Who's our patrons?
We got Bravo, we got Cran, we got Jeff,
yep.
We got old Nick, we've got Alex, we've got
Richie,
James,
there we go. Tyler,
is
that eight?
I think
Tyler,
so.
All
right, Tyler, Bravo, Tyler. Cran, Richie, James, Jeff, Alex, Nick. Who am I missing?
Tyler, James, Richie.
Son of a bitch.
Bravo, Richie, James, Tyler, Jeff,
Cran,
Alex, Nick. Cran.
Okay, that's eight. Okay, yeah.
There you go.
We shouted you guys out.
What up?
What up?
Do we have Crumble Champs?
Come on the view, bitch. I'm gonna say my Crumble Champs are probably just the Braves, because
how they keep getting away with it.
AA has something on these general managers. He's blackmailing them.
I don't get it either.
You know. Billy Bean was just like, oh, my soda bill's kind of expensive. How about you throw in a few Pepsis my way?
How about you throw in a couple of Coca-Cola?
And then this guy's like,
and you can have Jeremy Giambi.
This guy's like, hey, I know you were
on Epstein's Island.
Yeah, I know you, like, literally scalped a prostitute last week in Chinatown. Like, yeah, I have photo evidence.
Yeah,
that's what he's doing.
Yeah, no, that's how. That's, I wish our general manager. I wish our president of baseball operations did that.
Oh, he's being fucking blackmailed. John Mozeliak is, like, you know, he's autoerotic asphyxiating himself with a bow tie every night.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh yeah, he's into weird shit.
Yeah,
he does that, and then he reads all the mean tweets. He has someone read mean tweets about him.
I wonder if he has a burner.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucking is getting himself choked while someone's, like, stepping on his back while he looks at a picture of Ben Fredrickson. That's what he's
God, we need to meet him.
We need to get Mo on the pod. That'd be great.
Yeah, where does at the media day next year for at podcast.
One of us has a gun and be like, you're answering all our questions on our final episode.
We're going to go out with a bang.
We're going to go out with a bang.
Say
no, it's Paul Giamatti voice. We're going to go out with a bang.
We're going to go out with a bang.
I guess my crumble champ is John Morosi. Just stay out there. Keep making shit up. Just keep it. Keep everyone excited.
Oh, dude. Also, third crumble champ. Bob Nightingale, because he takes the worst pictures of people, and you need to look at the picture he posted of Jim Leland, and he just looked oh my god, dude, Jim Leland.
Oh yeah, Jim Leland's going to the Hall.
Yeah,
yeah, that's so good. Good for him.
I mean,
Cardinal legend right there. You know that?
Yeah. Sponsored by Marlboro in the dugout.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still alive to go into it.
Yeah.
He looks like shit for 40 years old.
For 40 years old. Yeah, well, whenever.
It's just was...
Yeah. He doesn't look like...
Fucking Bob. What the fuck, dude?
Oh, dude.
Jesus.
Yeah,
God, dude.
That's... He just doesn't, he's like, it's literally like the, I'm not supposed to be here. Like, that's what Jim Leland looks like in that.
Dude. We gotta get Bob Nightingale on here one day.
Gotta get Bob?
Yeah.
Who would be, like our dream guest if we could get, like, other than, like, John Boy or someone, like.
I know what me and Ryan's probably is, Evan Drellick.
I don't know who that is.
The guy who wrote about the Astros scandal.
Oh.
He does, like, actual decent journalism for The Athletic.
No, Ryan's would be Bernie.
He does love Michaelis, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Or is it Michaelis? How do you say Bernie's last name?
I've always pronounced it as Michlass.
I'm going to say Michlass.
But, like, I really don't know if that's right.
Yeah. Bernie, how do you say your fucking weird?
Like, we know you're listening. Because, like, sounds too much like Miles.
Yeah, now so. It sounds like Michaelis, yeah. And Nick's would, I guess, be Brendan Schaefer.
Yeah.
He loves Brendan.
Brendan. Come on to view, man.
Come on, dude, for Christ's sakes.
Dude, Brennan.
Nick's dying.
Brennan, we were both in VHS's top five listen to baseball podcasts.
We were VHS's number two.
Were we?
Yeah.
Damn, look at us.
Dude, come on.
Yeah.
We know you motherfuckers know we exist.
Yeah.
We have an audience. They're not racist.
Yeah. They're German.
They're very normal. They're very normal. They just like dick jokes.
Yeah. Oh, God. Man.
Who's literally the oldest guy of our fans? It's like, what, early 40s? Every one of them is like mid-20s, 30s. So.
Yeah. I mean, and as far as I know, we don't have any, like, crossover with, like, K-pop girlies. So that's cool. I mean, I'm just saying, like generationally, it's not like,
yeah,
it's not like the liking Taylor Swift is my entire personality.
Yeah.
Or I'm obsessed with manga. I'm not gonna go into my my joke there, but I'm like obsessed with manga and K-pop, and I eat bok choy every fucking meal.
Yeah, I like mukbang videos. Yeah, I get you.
I don't know what mukbang
is. Don't watch it. Yeah. It's weird. So, who are we fucking tonight? It's kind of hard. The ultimate guy we hated the Kissinger's dead. It's like this is what it's like when you know, the guy gets his goal. We're you know, imagine if Ahab didn't die and he caught his whale. He got his Moby Dick, and now he has to figure out what he's gonna do with himself after.
Yeah. Honestly, I just from pricing those hotel rooms yesterday for our trip, I'm gonna say fuck like service fees.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit, dude. That added like an extra like 150, 200 bucks on top of all the rooms for those 5 nights.
I mean, Blues game for your birthday.
Yeah.
So I upspend because it was like.
Which you did not need to do.
Yeah, but I want to make sure we did it right. So we got like $200-some tickets for like 100 bucks. So like every single place. It's how they make their dough.
It's you get it.
It's infuriating.
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, hey, you need money to, like, host your website, but, like, why does that need to be more than, like, $5 a ticket?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost that much money to host a website per user. Or, like, and then when they do host it, it gets fucking crashed from, you know, Swifties trying to buy, you know, it's like, when your thing is going to be taxed that we're sending you all this fucking money for, then it crashes because, It does.
Brutal.
I almost wasn't able to get pre-sale tickets for a concert I bought like 2 months ago. And I was there right on time. It wasn't even like, it wasn't anyone like Taylor Swift level. It was Noah Kahan, if anyone's wondering. And yeah, that thing like buffered and loaded. And I mean, it took me like 30 minutes just to get like in the actual buying screen because it kept refreshing. I'm like, this didn't open until 10 a.m. And I literally was like, had the page and hit refresh right as it went from 9:59 to 10.
You and 50,000 others.
Maybe the theater's not that big, bro.
Bro.
Hey, but the Chili Peppers are coming to St. Louis. We're going to go see them.
In 120 degree. Yeah. I was telling you this when I saw Iron Maiden live, and it was like the hottest summer in years. And we were at the Hollywood Amphitheater. Like my buddy and I, we got a hotel up there. Up at the casino, got matching Iron Maiden shirts. God damn, that's fine. It was right after I started working at Verizon, so I was like 40 pounds lighter, where I could still wear a large. That was so much fun. Just drinking tall boys around old fucks, just screaming the lyrics of the Trooper.
Did you guys pay to get in, or did you go through the secret exit at the Holiday Inn next door?
We took a shuttle.
Oh.
I thought that was like someone breaking in outside.
Yeah, no, that was a good fart. Oh man, I'm lighter. That's at ZD.
Dude, I did a bad thing of getting a Qdoba bowl on Saturday. So I had like black beans in it, and just I felt like I was full of the most toxic fumes. it was evil. But we should probably call this.
Yeah, let's call it. Anyway, fuck.
Yeah, we didn't answer that.
Yeah,
question.
We didn't. Fuck me.
Fuck Nashville and everyone there.
Fuck Nashville, stupid.
We're going to take baseball back.
Get us baseball.